Good morning, Living Network. Hey, this is Paul from Wisconsin calling. You may recognize the little intro from the Good Morning Vietnam movie. A little tempted humor, I don't know. This morning, Brother Gregory's not with us. It's his and his wife's anniversary. Hopefully they will have a quiet, peaceful day to enjoy each other. And we're going to present a show with ministers from around the Living Network. We've got quite a few on a conference call that we have linked in here. And just a few names. There's Nitzan Perak, Isabel from the New York area. Claude is in Vermont. We've got Brother Mark from Texas. I think he's just in the chat room much more. Oh, no, maybe he's here. I see a Texas in here. And Scott from Iowa is in the chat room at the moment. And I have it on good authority that some people from Australia might even try to join us a little later in the show. So with that, let's just try and do some introductions. The first voice I heard when I came on today was, I didn't mention David Kopp. He's kind of our, his home is in South Dakota, but he's a truck driver and he gets to see all of this country at one time or another. So let's start with David Kopp. Good morning, David. You want to tell us where you're at
today?
Good
morning. Hello, everybody. Right at this moment, I'm in York, Nebraska. I'm headed down to Midland, Texas with a load. I'll be there Monday morning to unload, and then I'm going to slip on over to Las Cruces, and my brother and his family are coming down from Farmington, New Mexico to see the grandparents, and so we're going to all meet over there in Las Cruces. Have a good old time. But I travel around the country a lot. Unfortunately, my schedule doesn't allow me to stop and fellowship much of the time. I usually try to get back to South Dakota about every other month or so. And, you know, when I'm there, everything piles up on me, so I've got to take care of stuff. So we get around trying to work towards something kingdom. I've got an extended family there in South Dakota that, I've spread the gospel to and try and talk to, give them a little wisdom and knowledge. And, I find that a lot of people, when they're in the modern church setting, it's what they grew up with. You know, it's what they were born into. So that's all they know. And when something new is discovered, like what we all know about, then it's a hard truth, and they don't want to change that thing. So it's kind of hard, people believe that they're hearing from God, and we've got to give them the leeway to let God speak to their heart. We can't force that. That's God's gift in our hearts. All we can do is keep on the path that we're doing and try and bring knowledge and understanding to their minds and let God work on their heart. But it's a journey. It's a journey for all of us.
I'm glad you're walking it with us.
Yeah. It's good to be here. I find a lot of good brothers and sisters in the network, and we're all working together. I just heard some good news from the New Jersey area. A gentleman called me the other day, and they're going to try, and they're working towards the Church of Record up in that area. So it looks promising, and I'm hoping for it. Just like I told them, if there's any questions, misunderstandings, or whatever, they want to get more information, we're all here. We're all here to help. All you got to do is put the question out there and get it answered.
Well, you mentioned New Jersey. Isabel is on this call. Nitzan Perak is on this call. I wonder if they have any information on a formation of a congregation record that way.
We are on the call. We're on speakerphone. There's three of us here. And can everybody hear us okay? Or I guess the other way is anybody having difficulty hearing us on speakerphone.
You're clear to me.
Okay. Well, and Ethan Buck can chime in to whatever extent, but you know, a lot of folks meeting each other for the first time, and although the conversation of or the topic of forming a congregation record did come up, and it was you know, principal reason for our getting together. There's nothing yet firm in terms of when that might happen. It was encouraging. I thought that even though many of us were meeting for the first time, that for the time that folks had been around, a relatively short amount of time, that there was so much interest in discussing that and finding out more information, basically moving forward in that direction. Chief amongst that is you know, the relationship. And so even though, you know, again, there's nothing, you know, in the immediate future for the formation of that, certainly the relationships that are going to have to be was able to get started there. Those of you not familiar, there is a website, Preparing You, Preparing the letter U, preparingyou.com, where you can find out a lot of what's going on, and there will be there's also a place where you can find out a little bit about that gathering that happened. Johnson Park, was it Johnson Park in Piscataway, New York, New Jersey? Get familiar with some of the faces and who the, you know, the names associated with those faces, so that should they ever meet you or you they in traveling, then you'll know who some of these folks are. Others you or Susan Brock. Susan Brock is with us as well. She's here, so if anybody else wants to chime in.
This is Isabel in New York. A little background information. We have been talking here in the North prior to start a congregation of records in the North. The numbers that we needed, and so when David Cosman introduced me to these two other Jersey, he being so close to New York but part of the Pennsylvania group, you know, very exciting to sort of get together and connect with the Pennsylvania group, them being our neighbors, and actually agreed to meet monthly, because a lot there were some people in the Northeast who couldn't come to New Jersey, so we did agree to meet at the end of July, and they'll come down to New York and meet some other people from the Northeast, and hopefully that conversation will continue, and my hope is that it will lead to starting a congregation of records in the Northeast, combining New York and the Pennsylvania group together.
That's great news. And I said on email recently, earlier this week, we talked about it, like sparks, and there's these sparks around the country that are getting started in the forms of talks about congregation and records. So this morning before the show, I tried to write down what we have and what sparks are out there as far as what I know of congregations and records. And, of course, there's his church at Summer Lake, which has been around since before I was in the network. His church at Les Hills in Iowa, and Scott Hostetter, he's on the call, and he's a minister for that. His church at James River, and that's started up recently in Dakota. And his church at Rock Heights with Ambassador Hadar is in Minnesota. And there's one in California. I want to say his church, Santiago, but that might not be right. And maybe need some proc. You know what the real name is?
If we're talking about the same one, a newly formed congregation of record was formed in Sacramento, and that's called his church at Holy Sacrament. Holy Sacrament.
Holy Sacrament.
Yeah, Holy Sacrament is the Spanish, the English translation of the Spanish word Sacramento, and the minister of record there is Justice.
Justice Justin John. goes by a lot of J names.
The above.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't remember the right name on that one. There's his church at Cape Cod. That was Paul Capodona, was a minister of record for that. Now, he moved out to Oregon, so I'm not sure the status of the congregation at Cape Cod. So maybe you in the Northeast might want to see if that's still going and can get in touch with them. There's been talk around the Texas-Mississippi area of forming a congregation of record. There's a group in Minnesota that deals with a lot with raw milk, and a couple of them are on the call today. And hopefully we can hear a little update what's going on there after a while. I just want to finish this list. Then we already mentioned the one in the Northeast with Isabel, kind of spearheading that. Isabel, I think you want like it pronounced. There's Australia is busy, a big spark down there. Good group, and I don't think they've filed paperwork yet, but that's with Claude. And a different Claude, not Claude in Vermont. Paul Fruin, I think he has a congregation record in the Portland area. And I want to say it's something to do, the name has something to do with water. His church at Long's Peak is in Colorado. And their minister recently left, but they're working on a new one. I think his name is Jeff, or at least that's the currently discussed minister. And then Scott can tell us about there's two more in Iowa that are really strong sparks. So you can see there's lots going on around the Living Network. It's very exciting. At least to me it's exciting. I hope it is to everyone else. But so who do we want to hear from first? Maybe Scott's on the line. Let's hear about these new contacts in Iowa.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So I just mute on my phone here, and sometimes I don't know. And I took it off the speaker. Yeah, it's very exciting, especially the one here, the two locally, and then there's a third that's over in north central Iowa. And the one in north central Iowa, that'll be kind of brief, because they're already really a formed congregation. But it's kind of set up in a traditional church structure. But what they're really interested in is there's one kind of ambassador, I guess we could call him, an emissary, who is connected with the HHC network, who's Rick G. up in that area. And the reason Rick, what he's really doing is trying to get these two networks, if you will, of that very small congregation there and then the larger Living Network of congregations here that you just mentioned, Paul, to shake hands with one another because they share a lot of the same basic precepts of wanting to return to more of a natural estate under the Father in heaven. So that's going to be kind of a slow walk, though, because they, you know, they're under a different form, and they're a little leery of folks outside their little denominational box. But we're trying to break down those barriers. And I was just recently up there when we passed through, well, my wife and I and son were up there, and got to meet a few of them that are now, besides Rick, that are going to start working, you know, to maybe convince these folks that having a gathering somewhere, you know, fairly close to them, so it's a little less of a burden on them to get them started anyway, where we can invite folks from all over the Living Network to come and camp out for maybe a weekend or something and fellowship and break bread and just start what I call diplomatic relations, where we just shake hands and love on one another and start to build these relationships. And so that was very encouraging. But here locally, we've got the congregation was invited to break bread at the home of this new fellowship congregation that is a free assembly, if you will. They're a seed church that came off of a larger organization back in January, and they have yet to do anything besides just gather together. And they are renting a hall in an old, what used to be an old public school years and years ago, kind of on the outskirts of Council Bluffs. And they're coming together on a weekly basis to fellowship and break bread and sing songs and, you know, just get to know one another. But they haven't done anything formally as far as, like, filling out any incorporation documents or 1023 forms that would, you know, apply for 501c3 status or anything like that. And that's kind of why they've reached out to us in the Living Network, is they kind of want to understand a little more of that. They know that they shouldn't do it, but they don't know why. And they don't really know yet what form they should be following or could be following that would help them to stay true to the Father in heaven as their authority, rather than giving the fathers of the state the ability to grab a hold of them. So that's really exciting, because they were this meeting was really initiated by one of the elders in the congregation, Bobby Moe. He knows several of the people, because he and his wife Phyllis used to go to church with these folks when they were in another church a long time ago. So they've known each other for quite a while. And one of the gentlemen, Kirk, and Bobby are very good friends, and I've met Kirk several times in the past when we've gathered. He's come. And I also met Kirk outside of Bobby in the 912 organization, who I kind of associate with to try to spread the kingdom gospel message in there, because they claim so many, they're wanting to do that. They just don't really know that sort of thing. That everything they talk about is all kingdom. So they lay down some serious kingdom tracks, which that's the other group that was at this meeting. There were some families that first came together in the 912 organization, and they're still active in that, but they're seriously coming together in a free assembly in their homes every week to, you know, do things that kingdom families are doing. So they're laying down some serious kingdom tracks, to use kind of Greg's terminology. So some of them were there too. Now, the results of this for the primary congregation, this Christians in Action Outreach, very encouraging, because we were a little concerned, Kirk and Bobby and myself, because they have a minister who's been formally traditionally trained in seminary. And sometimes, you know, that doesn't go over too well when you're bucking up against those strong traditions that we, you know, kind of learn in these scholastic universities. But Paul has a wonderful spirit. This was the first time I've ever met him. And he's very open to new ideas, and he doesn't limit his thinking to thinking that, you know, what he's learned in the past is absolutely true, accurate, correct. So he actually told Kirk afterwards that he would love to get together again to make sure that, you know, this fellowship between these two groups keeps growing, and that is wonderful news. The 912ers, they were there, and the encouraging thing there was, you know, Michael, after seeing this presentation that we gave, said, you know, we're doing a lot of those things. And I said, absolutely, Michael, and I gave him a big hug, and I said, why do you think I keep bugging you? Because, you know, they're laying down some serious kingdom tracks, but like all of us, they still have a lot of these scales over our eyes that, you know, think a certain way. And that's great. You know, they want to try to change the system of that government from within, and I encourage that. But at the same time, they should, hopefully they are learning that there's another way that they can start establishing things. And I think this helped a little bit, at least with some of them, to see that there are these other things that they can be doing at the same time of trying to do these political action things within that system. That can help to start moving them towards more of a kingdom, the rights that they're after, the freedom that they're after, which is all the perfect law of liberty ordained by God. So that's the direction we really should be going. But anyway, that's a report from here.
That's great news. It's you know, just getting people to come and listen is a big feat, you know, getting them past their current understanding. And I think it's interesting. You mentioned that they're trying to change the system from within. And I was just talking to my daughter the other day and saying, you know, God gives us the choice, system of man or the system of God. And the system of man gives us the choice. They say, well, you can have this party, the system of man, or this system of man, but they always leave out that system of God. You know, and it's kind of a unheard choice out there. And the more we talk about this, the more people hopefully will start hearing.
Right. Yeah, I think, too, that they do have their system of God. It's that kind of, you know, those controlled churches. And, you know, this is, you know, it's a difficult balancing act that we have to play because there's so many people that, you know, I grew up in those churches, too. You know, there's a lot of good people there. They do a lot of good works. And, you know, I know here, especially in smaller towns, you know, it's, I know they do a lot of good things in big cities, but that's another hurdle we have to get over because they're seeing, when they read the scriptures, they're seeing that they're doing these things. And so they don't quite equate the fact that they're bound up. They don't see that binding because they feel they've been indoctrinated into this idea that they're free. So, well, I'm free, and I can do this and that, and I can choose to do this, and I can choose to do that. But the reality is that, well, yeah, you can choose to do that, but you're all doing it under license from the state. And you have freedom of comfort. You have freedom to make some choices. But the real freedom, you've kind of lost that. It's an illusion of real, true freedom that we'd have under God. So it is a difficult to get people there to listen, and then once they hear this message, for them to actually absorb it, think about it without totally rejecting it as hogwash and nonsense.
Yeah, I want to believe.
It's a hurdle we have to overcome.
I want to believe, but help me with my unbelief kind of thing.
Right, right. And then there's a fear factor. You know, we've been bound up for so long. You know, sometimes they rush to the cliff, and, you know, I'm guilty of that myself. You know, I did that several years ago, and I thought I had wings and could fly, and I just jumped off and realized, wow, this was an epic fail. But the nice thing is it gave me some experience to be able to share with others. You know, hey, you may want to think about taking this path down the side of the cliff. It's still rocky and kind of hard, but you're not thinking that you could fly. we have to get over that fear, too, that, you know, a lot of people I know, you know, cling to some of these benefits because they don't trust their neighbor yet. And I don't blame them. You know, we if we're going to have this system of faith, hope, and charity, we've got to learn to trust our neighbor, but we only learn to trust our neighbor when they've actually done stuff consistently that would give us a reason to trust them. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a catch-22 right now. We're still acting like these bondservants in many ways, which causes a lot of distrust in walking in the way of God.
So true. We're coming up on a break here. So before I bring anyone else on, just let the sponsor tell us a little about his station, and then we'll be back on Keys of the Kingdom.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Let our motto be, don't tread on me. LibertyRadioLive.com.
What year is it? The year of the Lord God, the Pope, 2012, according to the Vatican's Gregorian calendar?
or 5940 since creation, according to the Bible? Did you know that the Creator put a clear chronology from the creation in His Word? It is widely accepted that the millennial reign of Christ will be the Sabbath or seventh millennium from the creation. If this thesis holds true, then this clear chronology becomes very important. Is the seventh millennium imminent? Will there be a rapturous date? Or is it about 60 years off? See the clear evidence for yourself in the booklet, What Year Is It? We will send you the Greatest Prophecy DVD, the booklet, What Year Is It?, and a copy of Richard Bennett's groundbreaking work, The Inquisition, for a mere $5 shipping and handling cost. Any donation above that amount is appreciated. Send your $5 cash to First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, T-U-L-A-R-E, Tulare Avenue, in Tulare, California, 93274. Again, send your cash support donation to First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, Tulare, T-U-L-A-R-E, California, 93274. Or see the shopping page at firstamendmentradio.com to send a check or money order. We are grateful to the Almighty for your support. The Greatest Prophecy DVD.
If you read the history books, the most often asked question to Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is, because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North invaded the South.
Was it the Civil War or War of Federal Aggression? John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War from the Old Paths Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free? Or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today.
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773.
All right, well, welcome back to Keys of the Kingdom. I can see in the chat room that there's some question about what we're talking about here. Maybe I should have started with a little more general introduction, so I'm going to take the opportunity to do that now. This is a radio show called Keys of the Kingdom, and here we talk about the Kingdom of God. And it's normally hosted by a man named Brother Gregory, but he's unavailable this week. So we're filling in the ministers from around the Living Network, which are trying to reassemble the Kingdom of God one heart at a time, or one congregation at a time. There's some question about what congregations are, and so I'll just basically approach that by saying we have a ton of information at a website. It's hisholychurch.org, hisholychurch.org, and you can start there and learn just about everything you need to know about His Early Church and what we're talking about on this show. Now we're going to jumpstart past that and basically talk about the various congregations that are forming around the country and around the world. But that's what we've been doing the first half hour. I wanted to make also one correction. Apparently I sent out an email on how to get on and put in your 2 cents, and I gave the wrong area code. So if you want to get on to the conference call and just add your viewpoints, please use the number 559-726-1300, and that brings you to a conference call, and then you'll need to type in the call ID of 795-132. I'll say that again. The phone number is 559-726-1300, and the call code, the call ID is 795-132. So with that, welcome. I'm glad you're listening. And let's see who else is on our line. We talked a little bit with David Cawthorn. We've got someone that we haven't heard much from here. It's Claude in Vermont. So if you would care to unmute yourself and give us a little introduction, what's going on in Vermont in your neck of the woods, and maybe you're not too far from this new forming congregation up in the northeast there. And just so you know, you are muted, so you'll have to star 6 to unmute. There you go. Morning, Claude.
Hi. Good morning again. Yes, it's kind of sparse here in the southern part of Vermont. I'm attempting to try to get down to the local access station. Every time I've tried, something has come up that has prevented it. So I figured the door is not quite open, but I'm going to try again. What I need to do is go down and make some intro sort of CDs so I can send it to Brother Gregory and he can put on a few programs on it so we could play them on the local access station. I've been trying to come up with a name for the program itself to distinguish it as separate from other programs that are on there. I was thinking just Faith, Hope, and Charity, but I'm not sure if that would convey the right message, so anybody has any suggestions of what I could call it, I would appreciate some input. I think that would get some local impetus going, throw a little spark out there and any interest, and good Lord willing, he would speak to somebody's heart to follow up on that, to go forward, and as long as we have the website info on the CD that they can play. Now, I say CD, I mean DVD probably. This technology changes so fast that I barely can keep up with it. But anyway, I think that would do something more in the area to help. And I know people from other church groups that I've been associated with over the years that, as already was mentioned from the previous caller, that they know people with a transition aspect to come into the thinking and the knowledge that HHC has on how to apply the New Testament and Christ's words to the basic scriptures that these other churches have. Of one is keeping the Sabbath, that seems to distinguish most groups from the mainstream churches. But they don't have the grasp of the concept of the true love and charity for one another. It's that aspect that I would try to promote here in this area. I've talked to several people around about these concepts. I've been throwing out little seeds. Nothing has taken root yet. So all I can do is try to set a good example and go forward. I have people that love me here for what I'm doing and working on, and for those aspects. And also, it seems like I have many that hate me for what I'm doing. They think I'm trying to get away with something. They think I'm being rebellious. They think I'm not conforming to what they think society should be. And yet, it's not up for me to choose who can join. That's up to our Creator. So that's basically where I'm at right now. I've been trying to prepare as much to get ready to go out west. I want to get out to summer Lake and see what I can do out there and take a look at the place and help for the Burning Bush Festival. I don't think I'm going to be able to make the Burning Bush Festival because I have to get back here and I need to go to Arizona from Summer Lake to see my son. He's getting married down there. And then we're going to work our way back home. So,
but your own little whirlwind tour there.
My own little what?
Whirlwind tour of the country.
Oh, the whirlwind tour? Yeah, well, I don't know how whirlwind it's going to be because I'm not flying. We're going to be traveling via the roadways. So, and there's a few people on the way I'd like to stop and say hi to that I know around the country. So, but we don't know how it's going to work out. I recall how much fun Paul had getting across the country. So maybe we can meet up with people. We'll see as we get further along.
If you have the time, I mean, put the messages out there on the network, and people that are nearby can stop for coffee or something, or lunch, or just to chat.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love that. The only thing is, right now, we haven't quite decided our route. And if I've noticed here, I've watched the Weather Channel here for a little bit, and they've got wildfires. So I don't know if we planned a route, if we can get around some of those wildfires or not. Speedily, you know, or handily.
Well, you're kind of in luck today, too, that you mentioned you're getting on local public access television, because we have a gentleman on the call, and he's from a group in Minnesota who's very, very involved in public access and local access television. And maybe in a little bit we can get him to come on and offer any pointers.
Oh, that would be great. Here, I don't know if they're all run the same as like they are here, but this one here, they require you to have some kind of a local connection, which would basically be me, to have to do like, as the presenter of the show, and then we can, the content could be changed. That's, could be whatever you want to put in there for content, but we need that. I need to be set up as a promoter or, say, the church group in this area or something. I'm not sure how to do that. I was thinking of his church, probably in Vermont or his church in Manchester, and here's the local contact, but here's the website where HHC is. I'll put all that information in the intro for a display and even to speak some of it also. But what it is down there, in our access, they've changed the format. I used to go down when it was VHS and Super VHS system, but now it's a it switched to digital finally, and they require that I go down and take some classes before I go down and try to run the equipment. So
we sure appreciate you making us this effort to do this. I think it's going to
Yeah, that's my effort. It's getting there and try to meet all the other commitments that I have, and I do a little work on the side. Not on my side, but as to make enough money to continue forward, and we're also trying to build a house. There always seems to be little glitches that come up, and it's like the door is closed or the door is open, and I'm trying to work it all with the creator's time schedule, and I'm sure if he wants the door open, it's going to open, and if he wants the door closed right at this time, he says, no, not this time. You know, I've gone around trying to kick down doors before, proverbially speaking, and, you know, it doesn't work out. But when I try to go with the time frame that was probably right for me, and I can look back and see many times when the time frame wasn't right for me to do something because maybe my heart wasn't right. So I've had some hard lessons to learn. I got out of the whole system as much as I thought I was involved in it in about 2001. And I've got my fingers burned a few times, and I learned a lot, and I realized that, like when I was listening to Brother Gregory there, he says, I was probably right in much of what I was doing, but was I righteous about it? No. I wasn't righteous. So I'm working on it. God's still working on it. He's got a few rough edges to polish off yet. A little pruning to do, probably, but hopefully my eyes are a lot more open now than they used to be, or I'm not so naive at what to expect from things around me. So,
well, sure.
I guess that's about it.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you. As far as contact minister, are you on the group? And, you know, I lose track of this stuff. Are you on the group? And
yes, I am. However, when I was having so much trouble with the computers, and I've got them almost to the point where I can readily use them, because I had not had any formal training in computers. It was all learn as I went. So when I was in school, we had the knowledge of computers. I was the year I was graduating, the powers that be of the decided that we'd go down and look at that big computer they had down in, I think it was in Schenectady. It took up a whole room. I forget what the name was. It was like the UNIVAC or something. We went down there as a class, and two people from the class got to play tic-tac-toe with it. And I says, well, yeah, that's interesting.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, that was impressive for me. I can't believe this. We came all the way down here to see this great big machine. It takes up the whole room to play tic-tac-toe, and I can play with a piece of paper and a pencil, you know? So I had no interest in computers. I couldn't see far enough ahead to what we have now, and so I'm learning as I go.
There's lots of people around the network that will be glad to help you out if you run into any troubles. So.
Oh, yes. Nissan has helped me greatly, Nissan Karak, with how to get a maneuver around with preparing for you and other things. He's been a big help, so he's a good resource. And
excellent.
So.
Well, thanks.
Anyway, oh, yes. Thank you all. I'll mute so I don't make more noise here.
excuse me, Claude?
Yes.
This is Isabel in New York. I just wanted to know, will you be around the end of July as we're planning to gather with the Pennsylvania group again in New York?
I'm not sure at this point, because Diane, she's taking a trip to England with her niece, because her niece had to go over there for some work, and she was invited over. And then we're going to try to figure out a schedule to get out to Summer Lake and down for my son's wedding. I think we're going to be gone about a month, so I'm not sure if we're leaving the end of July or the beginning of August or what, so it's
okay,
premature to tell.
I will be in touch with you again once we have a definite date, and hopefully you and Diane can make it up to New York and meet these folks from New Jersey.
I'd love to. That would be great. So,
yeah, I know that Vermont's quite a distance from New Jersey, but this time they're going to be coming up to New York. So I'll put it a little closer to you, so nobody is going to have to travel an exorbitant distance. Everybody's going to travel just a little bit.
Okay. I can handle traveling. I've been used to it. I've been clear out to Arizona and what have you. Diane finds it hard to sit in the car for that long, and I can rough it. You know what I mean? But she likes a few more comforts than I need to get by. I just go till I get tired, but she gets tired, or, you know. So we're trying to figure all these little things out when we for when we start. We may have to add a couple extra days in case of a breakdown or something. But if it works out, that trip down to your place isn't bad. It's when I end up going for 4 hours or more that it gets uncomfortable for her.
Okay, well, I will definitely, be in touch and call. We have Tooth Parak here who has volunteered to be a PCM, and it might be a good time for her just to, I've sponsored her, so she needs a couple of votes, and this is okay time for her to introduce herself so people know that she's here.
Yes, this would be a fine time. There's a couple of people on the call that I do want to get to because I kind of twisted their arm to be here and they didn't show up, so I do plan to get to them, but we'll let Suits Parak tell us about herself, and then we'll probably hit a break, and after the break, I want to get to these other people. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay, so, hi. Nice to be here.
Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, basically, I came into all of this because of time spent with Isabel and Yusan Parak. I was a Hasidic Jew up until this spring, and fully had been taking on that way for quite some time. But there were misgivings that I had, things that would come up that didn't fit right in my heart or my mind or wherever that is. Things that really bothered me, and one thing that really bothered me was that so many people amongst me in the Hasidic Jewish community were getting Medicaid and benefits, and they have these huge families, and yet proclaiming to be in Hashem's kingdom, and yet going to the world for these benefits, and it really bothered me, and I don't know what it was that was speaking to me, but it was something that I could not understand, and it just felt wrong, and something felt off. And hearing the precepts about Hashem's way from the way has just completely opened up my mind and heart to this whole new way of looking at things, and it's just been stunning and amazing. What can I do but do everything I can to help others?
Well, that's great to hear. I'm glad to have you on board. Now, you just recently volunteered to become a personal contact minister. Is there anything you want to share with people who might be in your area that could choose you as contact minister?
Well, what I am what I am getting right now, it's really, again, this might be my mind. I don't know what it is. I'm too young in this to discern the spirit talking to me, if it even is. I don't have the vocabulary or understanding coming from a different way. But the sense I'm getting is that the people I need to be reaching out to are those I know so well in the Hasidic community, those who I've seen a demonstrated heart for Hashem, who seem to really be striving to do the mitzvot, the commandments, from a good place, a place of wanting to please him, but who don't know quite what they're doing. And so I feel a tremendous amount of energy in that direction, that I need to get in touch with them, my old rabbis, teachers, friends, the families that I sat and had Shabbos dinners week after week after week with, and also those just in the community that I know from growing up locally in this area.
Well, I wish you the best with that. We sometimes say on here that the hardest people that we're going to end up trying to talk to and reach are the Christians that we know so well, or in your case, the Jews that you know so well. So I hope they're receptive to what you have to say and that you find inroads into that community.
Thank you.
And,
I know of one other individual who's volunteered to be PCM.
Thomas in Texas. So whenever the timing's right, and you're more on top of things there, Paul, with the breaks and some of the guests you mentioned. So just whenever it seems right, might be well to have him and whoever else might be on who too has volunteered and maybe give a little bit about themselves and so on.
Is Thomas on this call?
There's a bro Thomas logged into the chat room.
Yeah.
I believe that's his handle.
He's in the chat room. I don't see him on the call.
Okay.
So if he wants to call in, that number again, it's in the chat room. It's 559-726-1300, and the access code is 795132. So, yeah, we'd be happy to have him, give him some time on the show. If he wants to dial in and say his piece, that'd be great. We're probably 3 minutes from a break, but I want to bring on Mark Coker, who's in Texas. I believe he's on this phone call. I kind of twisted his arm to be here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Mark. Welcome.
Okay. Not real sure this phone's gotten wet one or two times more than it probably should have, but sometimes the audio cuts out on me. Let's see where to begin. In a 3 minute time that we have, I don't know, I guess.
Well, we got more time after the break too, but.
Yeah. Well, that's 1 hour of already gone here almost, which is flying by. Anyway, I've been working myself on this here this last week or so, this diesel projects that I've got going, and we got a group of they kind of migrated to East Texas. They started out in the DFW area, and people mainly involved in the legal reform issues and self-sufficiency issues. And I hear music.
Yep, that's gonna be the picking.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother...
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet, then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group. RadioLive.com.
Back to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Paul in Wisconsin, and today Brother Gregory's not around. We're having a little bit of a conference type of call with many of the ministers from around the network, and I appreciate y'all for coming here to listen to us, and I hope you enjoy the second hour of the show. Mark, who was just on the line, said it's really flying by, and that's the truth. We've got lots of people to talk to, and I'm going to let him continue with what he started before the break and then get to some of these other people on the line. So be patient, and we'll talk to you soon. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm not quite sure where I left off, but I'm getting an echo. I hope that's not coming through. Anyway, I did want to say, since they plugged that Robin Wright video, Government Takeover of the Church, that is a great video for, Claude was talking about people, bringing people in and them knowing things were wrong but not exactly right, not exactly why, and that video is one of the, if not the best one out there. And it's, you can help support this station and the shows that are on it with a donation to Nicholas. It is available out there on the web. You got to hunt a little bit, and some other people have put the same name, Government Takeover of the Church, but do you want to look for the one that's Robin Wright? Anyway, it's not only good for, I watched it, about half of it last night, and it's not only good for the new people, but it's good review and good for understanding some of the finer points of the whole theology of who governs.
Okay. Well,
you there, Paul?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm looking. Thanks for that reference. Now, are you involved at all in, like I mentioned earlier, I heard that there's sparks in the Texas, Mississippi area of coming up with a congregation of record. Are you involved in those discussions?
Yeah. Well, we have had this group that I was talking about that was initially, I guess, were people out of the legal reform areas and the self-sufficiency areas that were basically up in the DFW area, some of them in Austin. But they have, they've, most of the people that were meeting and gathering with any regularity are out in East Texas now, and we had kind of been operating as a church since before the Free Church Report and those offers for the congregation of record had come about, and so we've continued to do that. It's some pretty good travel distances in Texas for some of those. We had a group up in the Fort Worth area that was meeting somewhat regularly, but they've had some people move, and so that is, they haven't formed a congregation of record yet, and I don't know if they're going to, but anyway, that's basically the two that in Texas that I'm aware of, and there's others that of like mind that are that you can find so many people of like mind, because there's a I guess the state through the divide and conquer methods have made a whole bunch of friends for us out there, and we've got a group of about just about 10 miles from where I'm at, Homestead Heritage people that you can Google their got a great website, and they're getting back to the old ways. They've got a big fair that they do every year. It's about 900 or 1,000 people, and they do a fair, and I tell people they're light years ahead of others in some of the aspects of the old ways and self-sufficiency, and they the big fair is on Thanksgiving weekend, and then they've got one in September on Labor Day, which is not quite as big, but it's got a lot of the same events and crafts and fairs and stuff. And for those people in the closer to the Texas area that can't make it up to the Burning Bush in Oregon at the end of September, you can come September 3rd to that, and feel free to give me a call, and I'm sure I'll be there. those are some of the things that are happening around the Texas area.
All right. I appreciate you taking the time to come and join us this morning. I know you were kind of tentative on it, saying, well, if I can make it, and I'm glad you made it.
No, I said I'd be here.
Well, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Another person that I talked into this, or maybe she talked me into this, is Ella Sheba. And she joined us. She's got a busy schedule today, but she's on the line now, so I'm going to let her come on and say hello and tell us what's going on with her. And she's also she's from the Arkansas area, but I think she's involved with these talks, Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas congregation record. So, Ella Sheba, welcome. Well, you may be muted.
I had to get unmuted. I was down making sure I wasn't muted. So, anyway, my husband and I were really blessed to hear the first recording somebody sent I wasn't sure what it would be. I was kind of hesitant because of the person that shared it with us, that it might be something like what he'd shared with us before. But that day, I happened to be using a different computer, and I could actually listen to things. I don't usually get to listen to things. And I called him up, and I said, hey, is there anything I can read by this guy? I don't usually get to listen to much, but I really appreciate what he's sharing, because in principle, these are things over the years the Father's brought to my attention, and my spirit was saying, you know, there's something wrong here, there's something wrong with this, there's something wrong with that, and Brother Gregory's like tying it all together, and made me really, really, really pleased that there's somebody, and you know, there are things you recognize in your spirit that just something's not right here, and maybe the Father will share with you a principle here or there that causes you to say, oh well, you know, I can't go with this, I can't support this anymore, and so you wind up not supporting that anymore, but then you're kind of like by yourself, because it doesn't seem like hardly anybody sees it the way you do. And some people, you know, you say something to them, it's like their eyes glaze over, and they don't have a clue what you mean, what you're trying to say. So over years, you know, the Father leaves his children, and we see this, we see that, and we see something else, and then you think, oh, well, this group will be different. This group will, because they agree with me on this, they've seen that, then they must also see this, and you stay with them for a little while, and you realize, well, they're not getting some of the basics. And anyway, I was really, he sent me all five books through the internet, and I downloaded them on my flash drive, and I just started reading. I had some really, really good time reading for the next while. I read all five of them before I went any farther, you know. And my PCM saying, you know, well, you should volunteer to be a PCM, and you know, you can be PCM for Arkansas. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know these people very well. I don't know if I want to support something that I, you know, because anybody can write anything. That doesn't mean that their spirit's going to be going to mesh with it. But as time went on, I got to talk to different ones, and including my PCM right now, Paul, who's conducting this radio program. And I've been getting to know folks that have a heart for our Father, that recognize something's wrong, that want to get back into the form of government that our Father originally designed for us, pure republic, and want to meet together with people who are willing to turn their lives around, to walk the way that He gave us to walk. We don't want to play church. Playing church, you know, you put on your mask, you put on your face, you do, say, whatever to be expected, and you go, and it's empty, you know. You can join any social club and get what you get at most churches when you go. And that's not what our Father designed. He designed His people to seek Him with all our hearts, to be born of His Spirit, to learn to walk in His Spirit, to die to our self-centeredness, our personal convenience, and to live His life, our Savior's life, in place of our own. And there's not too many places that teach you that. And if they teach you that, there's even less places that, if they teach you, actually help you understand how to walk in it in a practical way. And so I'm really very pleased with my brothers and sisters in this fellowship in His Holy Church that I've been in association with, because I think that they have hearts for the Father, and they're wanting to be true to what they've come to understand. And they're also pleased to find people that know something's wrong and want to be part of the process of making changes and living according to the Father's ways, as far as they understand. So I'm real pleased to be part of this movement or reinstating of the Father's government, or I don't know how people would describe it. I'm real thankful that the Spirit has led to bring us to this place. And I also like to share one of my contacts. Her name is Martha Coffey, and she's from Mississippi. And she volunteered to be a PCM just a few months ago. And we put her up on the Preparing You page, the wiki site, on PCM volunteers. And she was so excited, she called me up, and she had news to share with me that there are some people that want her to come up to Memphis, and they want to start a congregation of record. So I won't share with you much more on that. She may be able to share that with you. I called her up and said, "Hey, are you on the? Do you know the radio program? You want to get on it?" She said, "Are you going to be on it?" I said, "Well, it will depend on what I'm doing here. I may be able to slip in a little while." So if you see her number come up, Paul, you'll know that she wouldn't mind sharing her experience too.
I do see a Mississippi number in the group. Perhaps that's Martha.
Hello.
Hello, Martha.
Hello. I don't know if anyone knows David Gotton, I believe. But he's a volunteer PCM, and he's supposed to get a fellow named Scott Reed and a guy named Rich. Well, Scott and his family, and then Rich and his family. So, but I spoke to him yesterday, and I was excited that they were excited.
So these are the people in Tennessee, then?
Right, uh-huh, and I'm supposed to meet with them tomorrow in Memphis.
Glad you can make that trip. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's just an hour for me, and I don't think it's any more than that for anybody else either. It's a real miracle.
Has there been some discussion on whatever group? Is it in the Carolina groups, Texas?
I believe they are, and when Scott had replied to the group, it may have been a year ago now, or maybe 6 months to a year, I just put his number in my phone. I thought, wow, Memphis. And a couple months after that, that phone number rang, and he wanted to know how I was able to see the kingdom, and then he shared with me how he saw it, and so we spoke then, and then it was a couple of 2 or 3 months later, I was hoping to go up to Michigan, I mean, not Michigan, Missouri, and it didn't look like I was going to get to make it. I thought, well, Brother Gregory is always encouraging to meet with somebody close, so I called Scott and asked him could I come meet with he and his family, because I wasn't going to get to make it all the way up to Missouri. And he said, sure, yeah, that's great. So he was able to get his friend Rich over there also. And I just had a great evening with them. They prepared a nice meal and got to meet their children. And then since then, we've stayed in contact. And he had met David Dotton. And got to correspond with him. I think they met in, I think he's from Savannah, Tennessee. And it's like a real miracle because, you know, you go a long time and feel like you're in isolation somewhat.
Great. So this all happens tomorrow then?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Excellent. Yep. Keep, put it out to the local groups and make sure everyone knows about it, and hopefully you have a great turnout and some good conversation and sparks fly.
Yeah. Right. I appreciate y'all's encouragement.
So how's it going for you as contact minister? Have you found people willing to hook up with you and give you a vote?
Well, actually, I think that David Dotton is a contact minister. I mean, either he's a contact minister or a volunteer. So, you know, Scott may go his direction, you know, since they're both in Tennessee. But then I did get a call from Serrano. He may be volunteering to be a personal contact minister. Of course, he was going to call me back, and I hadn't got to talk to him lately, but looking forward to sharing with him again. He's up in South Carolina, I believe.
Excellent. Well, I sure appreciate you reaching out like this and making contact.
Well, I can't take any credit. Each time it just seems like something that just kind of happened on its own. And I'm real thankful for it. I've been patient waiting, you know, because it seems like any time I try to share any of this, you know, that person pretty much has to be called, I think, to even see it, seems like. But
yeah. Well, the Holy Spirit does that.
Yeah.
Now, excuse me, Nikon Farak here, for clarification's sake, you're saying David, and it's sounding similar to Cawthorn, who is from the Dakota area, the South River, but it sounds like when you talk of the individual, it's somebody in Tennessee, but not David Cawthorn.
Right, because I replied back to Scott Reed, and I said, are you sure that's not David Cawthorn? And he wrote back and said, no, that it was Gotten.
Gotten, yeah, with a G.
Yeah, with a G. And,
okay. Well, we look forward to hearing more. A good report from your meeting tomorrow, and we're glad
thank you
joined the team.
And I'd like to express my appreciation for Ella Sheba and her encouragement also.
All right. Now, another Texas number has shown up on my list, and I know that we were encouraging Brother Thomas down in South Texas to give us a call. Is that you, Thomas? You may be muted.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was muted. I'm around a lot of noise here. So, yes, it's me. This is Thomas.
Welcome, Thomas. And here's an excellent opportunity for you to tell us what brought you to this network and what you're looking to do down in South Texas, right?
Yep, I'm about from Mark up here in Waco. I'm about 6 hours south of there, almost to Brownsville. And what brought me to the network? When I, for several years, I've been seeking what the kingdom of God is, and through Googling and researching and studying on different sites and stuff like that, kind of like Ella Sheba, I ran across different groups and checked this one and that one, and then I came across Brother Gregory's books on the kingdom comes, all the different ones, and I started researching and studying, and it just made so much sense. It was like all pieces of the puzzle finally came together, and the more I started looking into it, reading it, and researching and studying it, it's been a couple of years now, and it's just it's transformed my whole life and my whole search and my whole understanding of what the kingdom of God is, what I've been taught from the mainstream churches and or the 501c3 churches, as I call them sometimes, is that they teach about this pie in the sky, about the kingdom of God is spiritual and we won't get to it until we get to up to heaven, and so it's not really here now, and yet Jesus said that the kingdom of God is at hand, and that's what I've understood from Brother Gregory's help in the and the definitions I've learned from the legalese language. I started in researching and studying what these words mean. I found out that a lot of the words have been hidden in plain sight right there in the Bible, and just because of confusion and misunderstanding of what they mean, it's led us to a false conclusion of what Jesus was truly saying. So that's what's led me to the His Holy Church, and I'm a volunteer PC down here in South Texas, and to my knowledge, I guess the closest one is Mark, which is about 400 miles away from me up north. And
well, you may be surprised. A lot of times what we find out is that, you know, we think we're the only ones around, and then word gets out, like this radio show is getting word out, and all of a sudden you find out there's someone a couple miles away that's been listening to the show and just wondering if there's anyone else around South Texas that I could hook up with. So hopefully this broadcast will get to them, whoever's listening, and we'll get you some kind of group to gather with.
Well, it's beginning. Things are happening, and I can hear that with other people and other groups around the country and even down in Australia and everywhere. It's, you know, and it's the quickening of the Holy Spirit. And I learn a lot from its talks. And the only other thing I guess I could add about myself and me down here is that about 35, 36 years ago, I started making a self-sustainable farm living, and you know, God's given me a lot of help in that area and showing me how to live off the land, and kind of like the Homestead Heritage Group up there in Waco. Of course, they're far more advanced than I am, along that lines.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that's working out for you. Now,
thank you.
I see Claude from Australia is in the chat room, and I just wanted to let people know, or let him know, that I did receive your Skype request for contact, so you might want to check that. And if you want to get on the radio show, give me a call. We'll work on that for after this next break. The break coming up in a couple of minutes here. And I also want to thank my friends in Minnesota. They've been listening this whole time, and I want to get them on, and I've kind of been putting them off on purpose just so they could hear some of these sparks from all across the country and the world, just to see, you know, there's a lot of people out here behind us, behind them, and we want to hear their story. They got some particularly tricky things coming up here in the very near future this week, and I hear that Dan will be the person to talk to about that. He's also a person that's very involved in this local access cable television, so he can give us some pointers on that too. We'll get to that after the break. So hang in there, and I'm glad you've listened this long. This is not our typical show. Typically, we are more lesson-oriented. We've got a topic for the show, and today, since Brother Gregory is unavailable, we just decided to open it up and say, you know, let's hear from the people around the Living Network and see that there's life out there. Let's hear the glory stories. And it's funny, I've used that term for a long time, but I've been told that I mumble. And the last person, I used it on a conference call earlier in the week, or maybe last week, and they said, what did you say, horror stories? And no, let's hope they're not horror stories. They're specifically glory stories, and it's the good news from around the Living Network. Someone just joined the conference call, and we can hear an echo from the radio in the background, so if you could turn that down, it would be good, or mute yourself with star 6. But welcome to the call as well. There we go. So I think I've talked to just about everyone but our Minnesota friends. Is there someone on the call that I don't recognize that would like to bring to light in this 1 minute before break? This person that just joined us, maybe from area code 828.
Yes, Paul. How are you today?
Good. Who am I talking to?
This is Larry.
Hey, Larry. Yeah, and guess what? We just got the tones. We got 1 minute, and then the music's going to start up right here. But be happy to talk with you on the other side of the commercials and along with the Minnesota people.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Brother Gregory times this whole break thing a little better than I do. Stick around. There's one more half hour to go.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com. The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on internet or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis. as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. Then, when you subscribe, we will send you the last quarterly MP3 CD of that program immediately and continue to do so with each new quarter. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for His people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Welcome back to Keys of the Kingdom. We're in our last half hour segment. We're basically talking to ministers from around the network and learning that there is life on the Living Network and what people are up to, and just that there are a lot of people that share the same thoughts and same spirit as the rest of us, and getting to know them. This is a budding thing, and it's a growing thing, and it's wonderful to hear from all of you, get, you know, some sense of voice. And we were joined on the call just before the break by Larry. I believe he's in the Carolinas. I'm not sure which one. But he can tell us a little more, and maybe it relates to what we were talking about with this meeting tomorrow. Go ahead, Larry.
Hi. I guess I'm unmuted. Is that okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. All righty. The first question I wanted to ask you is, do you know of any congregations in western Ohio or eastern Indiana? We plan to be going up there in August and would like to join in with anybody that's in that area.
Are you going for a visit, or are you going to...
Yes, no, just for a visit.
Okay.
My wife's 50th high school reunion.
Well, excellent that you're looking to gather with some of us. And what I would suggest is getting a hold of the contact ministers from the Indiana group that cover that. There, I know there's a volunteer TCM right in northern, I think it's northern Kentucky, which isn't far from there. And there's a number of people in the Indiana proper area that are on the Living Network. I don't know if it's specific congregation, but if you feel, you know, if you feel led, go ahead and join the Indiana email group and just put a message out there, what you got going on, and they will hopefully respond and say, yeah, we're close to that, and we can get together.
Okay. Very good. I know it's on the Internet, but it might behoove you, Paul, if you could give some of the qualifications to become a church of record on the air today.
All right. Well, that's a good idea, and let me get to these other callers. I don't want to leave anyone out, but if there's time left after that, we'll go through some of those qualifications. I appreciate the suggestion.
By the way, if anyone's traveling in western North Carolina, we're about 30 miles west of Asheville, we meet with anywhere from 10 to 20 people in our home on a weekly basis here.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Good information. And you're on the North Carolina or the Carolina HHC group,
yes,
then, if people want to get a hold of you. Sounds good. We are also joined now by Claude from Australia, so we can hear his down under tones.
Hi there, Paul.
Yeah,
are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, you're a little loud. I don't know if it's just...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There.
How's that?
That's better.
A bit better? Well, that's good. I probably have fairly good projection in my voice because I've done many conferences and seminars and that kind of thing over several years now. Basically, I came into the True Church thing through having a legal problem many, many years ago. So I was spared the incorporated church kind of thing. Because of that, I began to understand the issue of jurisdiction quite well as far as the law is concerned, you know, where the kingdom sits in comparison to where man's system is, that I began to see very clearly that the kingdom was actually a different place, you know, a different form of government. It sat in a different jurisdiction.
Uh-oh, we might have lost Claude. Can you hear us, Claude? You faded. Yeah, I lost Claude. Hopefully it's just him and not First Amendment. It looks like I'm good to the conference call, so we will move on. And hopefully Claude
will...
Yeah, thanks. Hopefully he'll...
Hello?
Hello? You're back?
Hello?
Yeah, we lost you.
Hello? Am I back?
You're back.
Yeah, as I was saying, I began listening to Brother Gregory back in 2001, and I had this inkling that the things he was talking about was the place to go. It just seemed so strange at the time. You know, the information that he wasn't as straightforward as he has been in the last 2 or 3 years either. His show seemed to give a few more clues, you know, from about 2 or 3 years ago onwards. Where before that, he almost spoke in parables. So I sort of began to understand it a lot better, and I put two and two together. It began to make sense, and then I thought, yes, this is it. This rings true with my spirit now, you know, the spirit within me.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have that same feeling, and it is great a thing. I mean, I know you're familiar with Mark down in Australia, and when we can see the same spirit coming through in each other, you know, the same messages, it gives that confirmation to what we're doing, and it's an incredible sensation. You know, it's something that really can't be described until you experience it.
Yeah, and you know, it's been great catching up with Mark for the first time. That happened only about 2 weeks ago. He came over to Adelaide, which is about 700 kilometres away. You're probably talking miles in America. It's about a 7 or 8 hour drive by car. And he came over for a conference I did here with many people around our little network that we had started several years ago here, in fact. You know, I've got to catch up with him, and he's a very nice gentleman. And now we've established a strong bond there, and we hope to expand that out into the rest of Australia very soon.
Yeah, and if I understand correctly, you are in the process of forming a congregation?
Yes. Yeah, we are in the process of forming a congregation of record. I am actually officially only an assistant contact minister at this time, as far as the Holy Church, his Holy Church network goes. But Mark is very keen to have me, you know, become a contact minister in the full sense of the word, and I probably should. So I'm looking to do that sometime in the near future, and then, you know, move on with our congregation of record, get that happening, start making the network very official.
All right. We'll certainly keep us updated on that. It's, you know, this is an international thing we're doing here. It extends beyond borders, and you're a perfect example of that. And also, as far as just dedication network, tell us what time is it there?
It's 2:11 a.m. in the morning.
2:11 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
So what do we have in store for tomorrow?
Yeah, it's Sunday morning, but I don't have to work this morning, so I can sleep in the morning. This is, I consider this to be a very important, I guess, mission, if you like, in my life. I pretty much spent most of the time going it alone. Formed a small network here in South Australia many years ago, and it had grown to about 80 people already. I can't say that we had all of the answers, but we're now beginning to get there, and certainly Brother Gregory has really helped with that process.
Well, we're thankful that you found us and that you're part of the group, and it's just going to expand our horizons even more for you being here. And it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, all of your voices, actually. And I look forward to coming over to America to catch up with Brother Gregory. As you know, I feel if we can make that further connection, meet face to face, it just solidifies the international network a lot more. I would like to see that happen and be great.
I would, too. And you're thinking maybe this year's Burning Bush Festival?
Perhaps not this year, but a strong possibility for next year.
All right. I know Mark and some of his friends made it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, in fact, I might even come over with Mark again on the next occasion.
That would be cool. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's about it. If you get me talking for too long, I'll start talking, you know, I'll just go off with the fairies. So it's probably best I'll leave it there. Yeah.
All right. Well, be blessed, and we wish the best for what's going on in Australia.
Yep, thank you very much, and all the same to the network over there.
Sounds good. Now we'll switch over. Finally, Minnesota guys, we'll switch over. If Dan cares to unmute himself and tell us what he thinks of all this and where his group, you know, what's going on with you, Dan? He's in Minnesota, and I'll just, as an introduction, they are very strong into raw milk production. And this is coming to a head there with the government powers, and we'll let him describe that more. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, Paul.
How are you today?
I got a little bit of an echo, but we're doing okay. As all of us, we need a lot of prayer, and we need everybody in prayer, you know. Jesus, you know, he will honor that. And I just ask y'all to reach out. And I believe we're honestly up against the beast, you know, the beast that Revelation talks about and that Daniel talks about. And we can touch on a little bit more of that in a little bit, but I just wanted to thank Paul. We had the pleasure of meeting Paul. He came to the upper room on the farm a while back, and appreciate him coming over and meeting him in person and so forth. And we talked about, the ins and the outs of forming a congregation and contact ministry and so forth, and learning about his holy church and the various aspects of that. We are a group of people here in Minnesota that is basically, I look at it kind of as four facets of a community. We have a legal group, a law group that meets once a month and discusses various aspects of law and try to help each other with their problems and so forth. We don't necessarily call that the church because people come from all over. I mean, miles and miles. People drive like 5-6 hours every month to come to this meeting. So we spend a day together and, try to exhort one another because there's a war on, as you all know. We also have a fellowship group that meets once a week. We try to meet on Sunday afternoons and admonish one another, exhort one another while there's yet time. And then we do have a core group, what I would look at as the core farm group, who actually are out on the farm on a daily, weekly basis and so forth, helping out and doing what we can. And those are the ones that are committed for to the cause of providing food for others. There is another group of people up in the metro area up by Minneapolis in the heart of the USA up there. But now, you know, you have a whole bunch of consumers up there that are relying upon good food, good clean food, and raw milk. I don't know if you guys follow the news, but it's almost elevated above and beyond the status of heroin or something like that. I mean, we're talking about, you know, God's creation here, milk that comes out of a cow, which is almost laughable. But the beast, as you know, well know, and I'm sure many of you are well studied in the Word, it really wants to control commerce and that no man might buy or sell. It says in Revelation 13:17, you know. And the power is given to the beast to control all that. And we know who the head of that beast is, Lucifer. And so that's what we're up against. And our brother Michael, who actually has been doing this, providing this awesome food for many, many people and many families for many years now, has really carried the burden on this and has stood time and time again. In fact, 2005, he actually went all the way through the Supreme Court of Minnesota and, you know, got a victory there. Some of you aren't familiar, but in Minnesota, you actually have there are rights secured by our Constitution where you can actually sell or peddle the products of the farm or garden without obtaining a license. Therefore, you know, this is an unlicensed operation. There's no licenses. There's no taxes. I know Paul was wondering about the strings attached, or Scott. Actually, this morning, I want to thank Scott and I want to thank Paul for the email. There was an email that was forwarded to me, and you know, being a brother in the Lord for a number of years, I appreciate it that the true brothers have enough love for one another that they're willing to admonish one another and also to exhort one another, because we're all familiar with the false church who won't say anything. Just they'll just go along with, you know, whatever they say, just do whatever they say. But I really appreciate a true brother that has a heart and does not fear to, you know, rebuke thy brother or to exhort one another, because iron sharpeneth iron, and so does the countenance of a friend. So I appreciate that. And that email message that was shared this morning will be shared with the people that really need to see it. And we've been talking about that for a long time now, and I think it's finally coming to that point. Now, what's going on here in Minnesota is next Friday, Mike and Diane are, you know, involved in a embroiled with the state. The state has brought charges against them, you know, all these misdemeanor charges for selling food and handling food and selling raw milk off the farm and so forth. It's, you know.
And just for clarity's sake, Mike and Diane are the people that own the farm.
Well, yes and no. I believe it's in a trust. But,
yeah, okay. There.
You know, so, you know, we won't get into
it. Yeah, they're the people that are at the spearhead of this persecution.
Yes, yes. And they're the ones that have been carrying the brunt of this for 20 years, you know, 10, 15 years already, that's more and more. You know, I've only met them maybe about a year and a half ago, so I've been really blessed by that. And just for, you know, everybody on the call, we did meet Gregory, and we met Hadar. We had Hadar come over and speak with our law group one Saturday, and that was very uplifting, and I really appreciate Hadar and the message that he brought. And then we did take some of the people from the group, and we went up to Minneapolis and listened to Brother Gregory when he was making his tour a while back here, so... And we met Gregory and spoke with him a little bit. So And we do have a bunch of the materials, the DVDs and the books and so forth. So like everybody, we're trying to figure this out. We're trying to, get rid of the adhesion so that we truly can be sons of God's standing in God's kingdom. And, that leads us back to the email again. But I just want to share with everybody what Jesus said, because I feel a little scripture is necessary on this call. We've only got about 7 minutes left. And just take one or two minutes here, when Jesus was on the Mount of Olives, teaching his disciples, they asked him, they said, so what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus went through all these signs, rumors of wars and blah, blah, blah. But then when you get down to Matthew 24:15, it really gets to the heart of it. He says, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. So that's what Jesus is saying. When you see that, then, look out, because the time is coming. And then he says, let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. Do this, do this, don't do that. And then 21 says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. So we know that great tribulation is upon us, and it's only going to get worse. And that's why we need each other to band together. So I just want to share with you quickly what the Lord showed me about the abomination that maketh desolate, and the abomination which standeth in the holy place. What do you believe is the holy place? You have to actually go back to the foundation is God. God is our supreme authority. God is our lawgiver. The Bible is very clear that there's only one lawgiver. And I would pose a question to the group out there. Where in the Bible did it ever give man the power to make law? Where did God ever give that power to man? And where did they ever start making laws other than the heathen and the Romans and so forth? I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about God's chosen people. So what has happened, what I see, the beast, the abomination that makes desolate, is standing in the holy place. Where do all our law, all the laws that society has to live under now, where does that come from? It comes from man. A man-made system, man-made government. It's all man, man, man. So man has truly usurped God's authority and God totally, and that's what I see. So I believe that's what we're up against, and I believe the beast is already in place. And they're trying to bring everybody that's buying or selling under their dominion. And with all these rules and regulations, and it's utterly ridiculous, and it's totally anti-Christ. So that's the crux of the problem. Now, our issue is, a little background on Mike and Diane. They are, the reason why they have so much persecution is because they are the largest producer in Minnesota. And if you're familiar with America at all, Minnesota and California is pretty much, most people say,